Good morning. I'm Jenna Dooley. A huge increase in firearm purchases nationwide this year has made it even worse for an already backlogged system for gun owners to register with the state of Illinois. Republican lawmakers are blaming Governor J.B. Pritzker for months-long delays. Hannah Meisel has more.
There are currently 145,000 applications for firearm identification cards pending review from the Illinois State Police. Wait time for a FOID card or FOID renewal is about 4 months. Republican lawmakers, whose offices field tons of calls about the cards and concealed carry delays, are demanding Pritzker fix the issue, or...
I would say we need to suspend the FOID system until they can get it under control and stop violating people's Second Amendment rights.
That's Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer of Jacksonville. Pritzker says that's not an option, but insists he shares the lawmakers' ultimate goal.
We certainly want to bring down that backlog.
In a statement Wednesday, the state police chief, a Pritzker appointee, says the agency has hired dozens more people to process applications more quickly. But he also says lawmakers need to empower the agency to modernize its system, which would require more funding in an already cash-strapped state. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The daily number of new cases of COVID-19 has been under 10,000 lately, but the state is still averaging about 150 deaths per day. On Wednesday, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced another 179 COVID patients had died. State Public Health Director Ingaze Ezike issued yet another warning about the holiday season.
I anticipate we will see an increase in the people who want to get tested as they prepare for the holidays. But remember, unless you quarantine completely after being tested, you could get infected at any time between that test and your intended visit.
Hospitalizations have been dropping a bit, although a few regions have 20 or fewer ICU beds available. There are currently more than 5,200 Illinois COVID patients in the hospital. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reminding the public that everyone 6 months and older should still get a seasonal flu vaccine. It's part of this week's National Influenza Vaccination Week. Vaccination is particularly important for people who are most vulnerable to developing serious flu complications. That includes people with certain chronic conditions, such as asthma, diabetes, and heart disease. Health officials say many of the symptoms of flu and COVID-19 are the same, such as fever and cough. Antiviral drugs can prevent flu complications. I'm Jenna Dooley.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Marion woman faces multiple charges in the death of an 11-year-old girl over the weekend. The Southern Illinoisan reports 29-year-old Julia Bevely has been arrested in connection to the death of an 11-year-old Jade Marie Beasley on Saturday. Investigators say Bevely, who has lived with the girl's father for some time, initially told them she left the child alone for a short time and when she returned home found her stabbed to death. Bevely told police she saw a man running from the home. State's attorney Brandon Zanotti says Beverly's story began to fall apart as she continued talking with police. She's now charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. Jade Marie Beasley's father was at work when she was killed. House Republicans held a Zoom news conference yesterday to address delays in FOID card and concealed carry licenses processing and also discuss their shared Second Amendment-focused legislative agenda. State Representative Patrick Windhorst of Metropolis is a former prosecutor and member of the House Judiciary Criminal Law Committee. Windhorst says FOID delays can be fixed via legislation or full elimination of the requirement.
At the beginning of 2019, I introduced HB 913, a bill that would repeal Illinois' FOID card requirement. My preference would be for the state of Illinois to join those other 46 states in removing the requirement of the FOID card. But given the makeup of the General Assembly, that may not be possible at this time.
More information on our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Leah Lerner.